We are live. Hey, what's going on? You know who it is. It is Bruce Jordan, the Michael Jordan of hotels. And we have someone here today for the Best Hotel Books podcast that is an amazing author with his new book. We have Upendra here. What's going on, buddy? How you been?
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me, Bruce. And also, I want to take this opportunity to thank you for your contribution in the book. You know, I mean, I like your candid approach. Always you've been so candid and you get to the point. There's no sugar coating and, you know, you get straight to the brass tacks. And, you know, most of us are scared to, you know, talk about this, but you bring it right to the point and you brought very, very valid. I really appreciate your contribution. And that was such a short notice, you know?
Yeah. Okay. So always make sure I come through.
I know. And I was saying, oh my God, he's going to decline. He'll say, you should have given me time, man. I mean, this is like, but it was right sitting in my inbox and I was like, shocked, you know? Good. Thank you. So much. Thank you so much. And thank you for having me on this show as well.
Well, my first question, of course, is for the one or two people in the world that don't know you, how did you get started in the hotel and hospitality industry?
Okay, so I was very passionate about hoteliering right from the start. You know, I wanted to make a career. I'll be honest with it. The glamour attracted me. You know, I thought, oh, it's a very glamorous industry. You know, you party all the time and you meet celebrities. And all that. Little to my shock, you know, like right in the first year, I realized there is no partying over here. There are no celebs over here. It's just hard work. It's 16-hour days, no holidays and stuff like that. I don't, you know, I don't regret it at all because I really enjoy the industry. You know, I am extremely passionate about my work. And for me, I kind of lucked out because I got operations and training and quality. So I got best of both the worlds. So I'm kind of happy with it. But for the new kids coming into the industry, they have to be prepared that there's a grind phase you have to go through and be prepared for that. And if you can do that, then you will shine in this industry. But, you know, it's the mindset. So if you come up with a, you know, positive mindset and you want to grow, I think it's still a good industry. It's still a good industry. I wouldn't rule it out completely.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, what inspired you to write this book?
So basically, I'm seeing in the industry, you know, everybody has a fantastic product. You know, everybody starts with great product, but they are missing out this big, big piece of being customer obsessed. Yeah. And all the guidelines and whatever they set is so ROI focused. Everything is return on investment, 23 minutes to clean a room, 10 minutes for a you know, stay over, and all. So it's so against everything what the hotel, you know, principles are. So here, what I'm trying to tell people that this is a customer obsessed industry. If you're not going to be, you know, in line with this obsession, mm-hmm. and it starts right from the culture, you know, ownership, CEOs, founders, if they don't bring that culture into this organization, you are not going to succeed. So what I've done is I've taken the book and I've also talked about not only what I'm trying to say, what centricity is all about, but I'm bringing in owners. You know, some owners have impressed me. Some great staff have impressed me all over in this journey of mine. So that's what I'm trying to show in the book. Like, if these guys can do it, so can you. The goal is only that. I'm not trying to educate somebody that, oh, you don't know your business or whatever. No, you do know your business. I know that. You know, you probably survived. And I'm focused on not the big boys because I always feel it's these mid-tier people and the startups who struggle the most.
Yes.
Have very limited resources. You know, they don't have luxury of, you know, having a brand name already established and stuff like that. So for those reasons, I'm always pro them. You know, if they can do it. And most of these, what I've talked about in the book are around COVID time. Like some started a little before that, around that time. So they not only had the challenge of launching a brand, but they also had COVID to deal with. And yet they made an impact. And how they made an impact? By creating. Like Levi talks about the Levi experience, Signet talks about the signature experience, and then these startup kids, this Wabi Sabi, they picked up a very simple Japanese concept of minimalism, which is so right during COVID times and so appropriate that, to start it at this time. And they have a unique story for each of their rooms, like whatever they call it, cottages or whatever. But they have a unique story, and they're a young couple. You know, they're striving hard, they're doing well. Every time I talk to them, I hear their progress stories, I see their impact on social media. They're giving back to the society too, as well. And then this AGA Hotels, this is again a young kid operating out of Los Angeles. And most of all is these, these heroes and rock stars, which I talk about. Like this one kid I saw where he didn't even know English. He started with like that, and today he's shining. I want to share that customer obsession is just not about, knowing the language or, providing cookies in the room or some amenities or stuff like that. No, you can win people's hearts by, listening to them, recognizing them. It's a big piece which is so missed out, so missed out. So hence I thought maybe in a humble way if I put something together, and I've used the medium of pictures a lot because, visuals help.
Yeah.
I also find Lonnie Wolf's contributions, who's so active on social media, and he makes it so simple and, basic. He just posts routine pictures, and he says, "This is what it is," and he calls it the art of housekeeping. It's so wonderful, seeing his sharing his ways to win the customer heart. So these were the reasons I came up with the book.
Nice. Nice. What type of impact do you think this book is going to have on the hotel industry from the top line and of course the bottom line as well?
I think it will definitely impact because I have, stated in the book like how to measure those successes, how to measure it. So if they measure correctly, if they follow those guidelines, they will see that Centricity is just not giving that wow experience. It does monetize. You can get returns on investment, in fact, better returns on investment, because then you're tracking how often he's coming. Where are his spending patterns? So then you're targeting to the right place. So I definitely see it growing. And my mission is to have Centricity as a course in hotel schools. I am actually talking to someone very actively. I don't know if I should even make an announcement about it or what, because it's still in a very fluid stage. So this young girl who's a Cornell graduate, and she runs the entire country's, ex-Cornellites. It's an association which she runs, and not only in the States, but on a global level too. So she has senior positions, and I'm in talks with her. Nothing is firmed up yet, but she assures me that she will get me a spot in that association to come in. Present. So if I can get that, then I'm making headway into the academics as well. That, academics, this is what y'all should focus on. So the kids coming out of college, hotel schools, are coming with this mindset that, centricity is important. It's not only bookkeeping and finance and engineering and front desk and all that, because this is a big piece missing, there is no course for it. And I am sure if it can be taught, you know, you're making a good start. So those are my goals. And let's see where I go. I'm not going to stop. I'm going to keep pushing it and let's see where it goes.
I've seen that you took some very powerful hotels in a very flooded market straight to the top of TripAdvisor. What are some of the techniques that we can use? Maybe one or two. I don't want to give the whole book away, but what are some of the techniques we can use to get to the top?
I think the first most important is having very kind of not the routine training programs. Your training programs have to be very interactive. So if you have more culture based programs, you know, your training should be more culture based, more focusing on how to meet the customers, you know, needs, desire, how to recognize, be more proactive. So if your training programs are designed to be more proactive, to be more, effective in, making great customer choices, like directing them to make, better choices. So it all starts with creating those unique training programs. And the training programs, I don't mean I am dead against classroom sessions of training programs. I believe totally in shadowing. You know, shadow the guy, because you won't know what's happening in a classroom. Everybody's going to be nice. Everybody's coming, prepared. Oh, I'm being watched or whatever. No, training should be on the floor. Shadow the guy. See his online repute. Even his personal social media image. If you see if the guy is that outgoing social media kind, it will automatically bring in better results for the hotel as well. So right selection techniques, creating a good culture, and having these training programs, which are very, very, floor-based. You're going to be out there on the floor, In how much time did he really connect with that guest? Did it take him 5 minutes? Did it take him 10 seconds? So these are the little things what I observe in my, shadowing. And I basically do shadowing because I was asked also, when I was going to a particular hotel and how are you going to conduct this training program? Give me your schedule. How many hours? And I said, what are you talking about? A 24-hour industry. And he was shocked. The owner was shocked when he saw me at 2 a.m. in the morning in the lobby working with the night auditor and then, 3 o'clock in the afternoon with the afternoon shift. So that's what is training about. Training is not just sitting in a classroom and having PowerPoints. No, I want to see what. How is he talking to the guest? Did he upsell? Did he understand what the guest wanted? How much time did it take him to resolve that? Like, I'll give you a simple instance that we have this great concept of welcome calls. But how many people fudge those sheets?
Yeah.
But when you're shadowing, exactly, did he make that welcome call and what was the guest response to it and all that. So I think these are the things what will make you more customer-centric, and eventually it will definitely, definitely lead to revenues. There is never a doubt about that. Never, never, never a doubt.
From my experience, shadowing is the best way to teach customer engagement. Like, it's hard to learn customer engagement with a PowerPoint presentation.
Exactly, exactly. I agree with you. Totally, totally. Yeah.
Man. So what are some of the things that you believe, like, what would be everyone's takeaway from the book? Like, you think that they would learn the best or certain skills that you think it's necessary that's in the book that everyone needs to know?
I think the one thing is that everybody needs to know that they have to create some memorable experiences. If they can take that one thing away, my role is every morning, how many memorable experiences did I create? And it's not going to be every day. You cannot do 100. I want to be very realistic. So I would recommend break it down into ABC. My A day, I might have 10 goals. My B day, I might have 5 goals, and my C day, I might have 2 goals. But that's fine. So if you take it by the week, you know, Monday could be your A day and Friday could be your C day, but you're still in that range. So you haven't forgotten. Real people say, oh, you know, I did it today. Today was a bad day. Yes, there are going to be bad days. You're going to have C days, but that's okay. But you still did it. Don't take it off your list. That's all. ABC goals. That's it. Very simple, straightforward. My job is here to create a memorable experience. I'm going to have good days. I'm going to have bad days. And I'm going to have medium days. But let us get out over there and make that guest happy and return, come back. You know, that's, I would say that that would be my biggest takeaway. Like if I will read the book and I say, hey, what am I taking away? And I've also shared, like there are four or five people, staff, who've done it and who do it consistently. And it's all not only me talking, because I put evidence in the book. The TripAdvisor is talking about it. The note from the guest is talking about it. So I put pictures over there, made it as visual as possible. You know, look, this is what it is. I'm not faking it, or I'm not just adding some stuff and all. It's, and I have told you how simple, straightforward they do it in. And every there's an opportunity. And especially now with cell phones and, you know, it's so easy to take a picture. You know, you see a bunch of tourists somewhere, they probably go help, or maybe I take a picture for you. Small things. It's not about just, you know, giving away a free room or something like that. No, no, no. People are looking for simple stuff. Just recognition. That's what I would say.
Nice, nice. Well, that's our time. Listen, where can everybody get the book?
It's on Amazon, Customer Centricity in Hospitality, Amazon. Nobody can miss Amazon, so it's a great spot. It's the one place where you can go and order your book. And it's available in all versions. Yeah. And it's available in all versions. You know, you have Kindle, you have, you know, paperback, and you hard copy, whatever you want.
How can everybody get a signed copy?
Oh, they have to contact me. Just send me an email or something and I'll sign a copy and send it.
Perfect, perfect. How can they get in touch with their LinkedIn or?
Yes, LinkedIn is the best way. LinkedIn is the best way to get in touch with me, I would say.
All right. We got a question from La Tamara Luxury. Sir Bruce and Upin, thank you for the live, but I watched from the end of the video. Could you provide us detailed video about hotel revenue management video tips and strategies? Yes, you can actually, if you go to hotelrevenuebible.com, you'll be able to get a whole book about hotel revenue tips and strategies. But we do have a playlist about hotel revenue management on this channel. So if you just go to the channel and you just look at the playlist for hotel revenue management tips, and that'll get you where you need to go. Great. Well, listen, it was great having you on our show. Great having you on the channel again. And
thank you for
coming out and spending the time with us to give us the scoop about the book and what we need to look forward to. And we will probably be having you on our show again soon in the future. So
thank you so much. Thank you for having me, Bruce. And good luck with your trip to India. I'm sure you'll do great, great, great. You will make a great rock star image over there.
Yeah, I'm only going to India for the soul food. They say they have the best soul food.
Yes, they do. They do. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Great.
All right.
Thank you for having me. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye.